Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist Pat Council, and this is Tone It Up Tuesday. Today is Tone It Up Tuesday, and our topic for today is how acceptance makes you healthier. Self-acceptance can really set you free, and so we're going to talk about that. I'm going to share at least three strategies or ideas with you that will give you some insight as to how acceptance can make you healthier. So it's all about, you know, not complaining, not dissing yourself, dismissing yourself, and pretending that you're not good enough, because you are good enough. Okay. So we are going to talk about how acceptance makes you healthier. As you know, Tone It Up Tuesday is all about getting your physical environment in shape. Now, this includes renewing your brain, your mindset, physical body, and establishing a quality, functional, healthy, happy living and working environment. If you work at home, or if you have a brick and mortar building that you work in, your office, if you have a job, you want to make sure that these environments are really functional, but that when you're in these environments that you are happy. Why? Because that contributes to your health. Before we talk about how acceptance makes you healthier, I just want to remind you guys that we've made our podcast better. So starting tomorrow, you are going to see some of the, or hear some of the changes. You will see some of them on our websites and some of the new things that we're rolling out for you, because, you know, we want to make things easier for you, and so that you can keep track of the shows that cater to your specific goals that you've set for this year. If you need a certain type of information, we want to make it easier for you to find it. Now, of course, our shows are divided into categories: Magnificent Monday, Tone It Up Tuesday, Wonderful Wednesday, and Thriving Thursday. We've also added Free For All Friday and Your Spiritual Life, which you can hear on Sundays, and it's starting this Sunday, and our Free For All Friday starts this Friday. So we really wanted to take things up a notch and get you the information that you need in order to get to where it is you want to be. There's a lot of information out there about how to stay productive, how do you make more money, how do you achieve your goals, and all of these things about self-improvement and self-empowerment, and lots of self-help information. But I've found that most of them don't really explain the energy behind all of the efforts that you are putting into making something happen. And it definitely does not go into the spiritual aspects of things. So we're going to kind of share some information and give you some insight, because it takes all of who you are to reach your goals and to build your ultimate life. That ultimate life that you see in your mind, that ultimate life that you feel in your heart and you believe that you deserve it, you need to use every ounce of who you are, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, everything that you came with. It's like putting together, I don't know, it's like putting together a cabinet or something. Have you ever bought a cabinet and it's like a do-it-yourself thing and it's got all these parts when you open the box and you go, wow, look at all of this. And as you start to put it together, at some point you go, I don't need that. That screw, that's an extra screw. And you leave a screw out here, a screw out there. You leave a piece here, a piece there, because you just want to get it together. And as long as it looks like the picture, it's probably good to go, right? And then all of a sudden you put something in it and all the shelves come crashing down. Why? Because you didn't use all of the parts. Well, we're no different. We come with all of the parts that we need in order to achieve the goals that we set in our lives. And it's about understanding those parts and understanding how to use them and really going forward and making something happen. So we have made some changes in our podcast to help you with that. Okay, let's press on. Let's see. There is something I'm forgetting. Here it is. I am forgetting to tell you about our Super Summer Success Sessions. That's our 4S course that's coming up. And you'll be able to get details on the 4S course starting tomorrow. Wow, a lot's going to happen on Wednesday, isn't it? So stay tuned for some big stuff coming on Wednesday. How exciting is that? Now that's what we call doing life with power. Okay, let's get to how acceptance makes you healthier. Self-acceptance, it can really set you free. We live in a society where people find it very easy to criticize others. And I wonder about that. And I think, wow, it's so easy for people to bash other people, to criticize other people, to spew out negativity towards another person. And I wonder if they look in the mirror. And not necessarily talking about their physique, but I wonder if they look in the mirror and look into their heart and think, wow, you know what? I'm not so perfect physically. Now, the Bible says we're made perfect through Jesus Christ, for those of you that follow the King James Bible. And so in that respect, you have a level of perfection. However, that does not mean that you don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean you don't say the wrong things. It doesn't mean that you don't do things that you wish you hadn't done later after the fact. It doesn't mean any of the above. And so I think because people sometimes feel so guilty about what they've done, you know, misery loves company. So they want to find someone else to criticize or to find fault in, or we just find reasons not to forgive people. So the point that I'm getting to here is that because of that, we find it very difficult to accept ourselves. People, we pick ourselves apart for the sake of fitting in, or we pick ourselves apart because we are afraid of what someone else is going to think about us or say about us. We want to, once again, fit in. But listen, that's a lot of stress. It's a lot of aggravation. And the truth of the matter is, who are they to tell you that you aren't good enough? Who are they to tell you how you should look, how you should feel, how you should be? Oh, wait, you get to do that for yourself. Even to the point of, I guess, detriment. And when I say to the point of detriment, I mean, there are some people, let's keep it real, that are so super physically unfit until they don't feel good about themselves. They are unhealthy. And well, they pretty much live at the doctor's. Now, in that respect, they might need some people to suggest that they, you know, take a look at their health, or they may need some people to offer, hey, you know, I'll go to the gym with you, or I'll be an accountability partner. But that's only if they want it. Okay. If they don't want it, then you know what? I'm like one of those people who believe that you let people be until they reach a point in their lives where they decide that it's time for a change. It's not up to us to criticize one another and make people feel small. So how can self-acceptance make you healthier? First of all, when it comes to self-acceptance, you have to turn down the noise of other people. And when you can practice that kind of acceptance in your life, it's going to make you healthier because you're going to stop stressing over how you look or what others think about you. Listen, if you're out there working out, if you're eating right, if you're taking care of your body, and I've seen people, I know I'm thinking of a person right now. You know what? I can't call names because it's just not a nice thing to do. But I'm thinking of a person right now, and she is so awesome. But the sad part about it is because she refuses to practice that self-acceptance. She can't see how awesome she is. So she constantly puts herself down. Oh my goodness, you know, I need to lose another 5 pounds. And by the way, you know, when it comes to her fitness and her physique, the body is gorgeous. She's in excellent shape. Okay, she can run miles after miles, and she loves to work out. She eats right. And yet she never thinks that she's good enough. And here's the kicker. Even though she does all of these things, she spends more time at the doctor's than a lot of people who aren't as physically fit as she is.
See, so it's because of she's not accepting who she is. She's so busy. Some other voice, someone else's voice has gotten in her head and convinced her that she is not good enough. And no matter what, she puts herself down. And I think, wow, you know, first of all, I got to be honest, you know, putting yourself down, it's not cute. That whole, what is it, self-degradation thing or self-depreciation rather, that is, to me, such a turnoff. Think about that. And it's like, okay, I'm not God, but if I was, I'd be like really pissed because I'd be saying, hey, you know what? I made you. How dare you criticize my work of art? So the thing is that you want to really work at appreciating who you are and how you look. Now, once again, here's my caveat. That does not mean that you don't exercise. It doesn't mean that you don't eat right. It doesn't mean that if you gain weight that your body is not supposed to have, that you don't work to get it off. Okay, wait, I think I'm preaching to myself here. So it doesn't mean that you don't do that. Okay, now I accept myself. And however, I also accept the fact that, you know what, I will work out. I will eat right. Okay. Being honest, every now and then, I have a cookie. I'm just saying, every now and then. Not like I used to, though. So the point is, and when I say every now and then, it's like maybe once a month, if that. So the point that I'm getting to here, though, is that when you can accept yourself, see, self-acceptance does not mean that you're not going to work at being your best, that you're not going to take care of your body, that you're not going to work out. It doesn't mean that you look in the mirror and go, yeah, I accept myself like I am. So you know what? I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to eat a side of beef. I'm just saying. So no, that's not what that means. What it means is that you accept yourself right where you are today. Your power is always in the present moment. When you stay in the present moment and you're very present, you feel good about who you are, how you look, where you are, because in the present moment is where we plant these amazing success seeds that allow us to achieve more. It's when we look to the past or the future that we really don't feel good about ourselves. So here's the thing. When you practice acceptance, it makes you healthier because you stop stressing over how you look and what others think about you. That was the first point. The second point is you think the best about yourself. And guess what? You automatically work to become that. You don't put yourself down. You don't think that you're not enough. In order to be what we consider to be enough, you have to first think that you're enough, which, oh wait, in and of itself makes you enough. I'm just saying. So you think the best about yourself so you can become your version of what the best is. Not my version, not what I think the best is for you, but what you think the best is for your life. The third point is that, you know, when you can get to that level of acceptance, you feel happier. You're happy about who you are. You're happy about where you are. Does that mean that you're not going to work on becoming your best self, building your ultimate life? No, life is like a journey. And I don't care what anybody who says this is, no, it's not a journey. No, it's a journey. Okay. And anybody who says that, they must have been born like already grown, because you're like a baby. You're born a baby. Okay. And then you have to grow up and you have to learn some things. You go through a little trial and error because some of the things you're taught in your environment, you were taught by people who didn't know things themselves. So the point that I'm making here is that when you can accept yourself and recognize that it's a journey, then in that present moment, you're going to feel happier. Being happy is better for your health all the way around. So this is why acceptance makes you healthier. It sets you free. When we feel free and we don't always kind of pile all of these issues on ourselves and we don't stress out over every little thing, then we actually achieve more. We're more content, we're more confident, and when you're happy and you feel better about your health all the way around, mentally and emotionally, well, you get a self-esteem boost that will take you to a whole nother level. This allows you to create a powerful, positive mental image of yourself. And you're going to work to live up to that. You're going to do what it takes to make it real, because there's nothing in your mind that says you're not supposed to have it. See, when we are not accepting ourselves, when we look in the mirror and go, oh my goodness, I am like so super fat, then guess what? Don't be surprised when you stay so super fat. And see, I'm going to say this now. If a person looks in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm fat, but I am so fine. I am feeling good about myself. You know, I can't say whether they should or shouldn't lose weight. I'm not a doctor. It's not my call. But here's what I can say. Wow. They're either one of two things. They're either in total denial, or their self-esteem is super high and they've accepted themselves. Now, here's the thing. If they're in total denial and they don't know the difference, then their perception of themselves is that they got it going on. When you can think that about yourself, you're going to do some amazing things. Nothing is going to hold you back. Nothing is going to stop you. No matter what people say about you, you're going to keep going. I know we hear, you know, Oprah Winfrey is used as an example in so many cases, you know, a lot of times. But for those of you that are Oprah followers and you've been following her as far back as, I don't know, since she was on CBS, some of you will remember. And if not, just go Google it. You can see some pictures when Oprah was fat. Okay. Super fat. Yeah, I know we're not supposed to use the word fat because that's not politically correct. But here's the thing. If I call it big boned, yeah, that's not true. Skeletons aren't fat. Okay. If I call it, what is it? Supersize or if I call it any of those things, well, it kind of diminishes the fact that the person, does not need to be healthy. Okay, need to work to get healthier in a sense. Okay, so it's not a put down, but it just is what it is. And plus, I'm saying this to illustrate a point that fat, skinny, however the person looks, if they have that healthy self-esteem, they can make some amazing things happen. If they have that healthy self-acceptance, they can make some amazing things happen. I remember seeing something on YouTube and in the comment section under a particular speaker, and I'm not going to say her name, but the person, because the comment was not nice, and they put, wow, she needs to put down those burgers. She's eating way too many burgers, because she was heavy set at the time. And so the thing is, though, is that guess what? She kept winning. She kept thriving. And that didn't prevent her from becoming successful. And guess what? She proves my point about where self-acceptance can take you. And okay, I have to tell you her name so to illustrate my point. It was Lisa Nichols. And she kind of felt happier. She had that high self-esteem. She had that confidence. She went for what she wanted to have in her life. And today, look at her body. You know, she's slim and trim. And she didn't allow either size. She doesn't allow either size to prevent her from succeeding. Okay, so the point that I'm getting to is that when you can have that self-acceptance, it's going to set you free, and you will most likely reach whatever fitness goals you're trying to reach, whatever environmental goals or that you're trying to reach. If you want a nicer home, whatever thing you're trying to acquire, because actually there's a direct correlation to people who are overweight. It's been proven that they also usually have financial challenges also. Now, not everyone, okay? Because Oprah was overweight and, hey, she did not have financial challenges. But statistically speaking, there's a larger number of people that have financial issues. So the point that I'm making, and it wasn't because they were overweight, it was because of how they saw themselves. It was because of that lack of self-acceptance. So when it comes to you getting what you want, getting to where you want to be, looking the way you want to look, you have to go to that mirror right now and look at yourself and say, you know what? Wow, you have it going on.
Okay, because everything starts from inside out. And I'm not going to talk much longer because I can go on and on about this. So you have to dig deep inside you, look in the mirror. And when I say look, not look at and look around yourself, but look like eye to eye, eyes, you looking back at yourself and have a conversation with yourself and say, hey, you are amazing. You can make some great things happen. You have a lot to offer this world. You know, give yourself that pep talk, because whoever you are, that person that you see on the inside will manifest itself on the outside. But it's not going to happen unless you can practice acceptance. You're not going to become healthier if you think of yourself as someone who's less than. There's nothing less than about any of us. Okay, money does not make one person better than the other. Okay, it makes them richer and they can buy more stuff. But that's a whole nother story. The point is, they're not better. Because if you cut off their air and you cut off my air, we're both going down, baby. So the point is, you know, give yourself that pep talk. Practice that self-acceptance. And get to doing life with power. Listen, that's all I have for you guys today. Remember, on tomorrow, we're going to have some brand new information for you on some of the things that we have coming. And you'll be able to go to our website and check it all out. And so we're launching our new format tomorrow. And so it's just going to be great on Wonderful Wednesday. Oh, that's why we call it Wonderful Wednesday. Hey, you guys, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday.